I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media. In the last two elections, Republican Chad Hayes was reelected to his seat in the 104th Illinois House District with no Democratic opposition. But Hayes is not seeking reelection this year, and two Democrats are competing for their party's nomination in the March 20th primary. We'll hear now from one of those candidates, the Reverend Frank McCullough Jr. of Danville. McCullough is a Baptist minister and one of the Three Kings of Peace, a trio of activists that work with young people to prevent violence. McCullough said that promoting education and preventing crime are two issues that are key to helping the 104th District and Illinois as a whole.
Well, I think the state of Illinois is a great state, especially in the 104th District. You're surrounded by great industries. You're surrounded by great agriculture atmosphere. Many times, industries take a look at your crime rate. They take a look at your school scores. Those things would attract industries here in your town. So if the crime is low and then your education process is high, which is a good graduating rate, you got tangible teachers who are concerned about your students, those things will attract those industries.
What do you think could be done to address crime issues that would affect things here in the 104th and in Danville?
Well, I think that the policies that we have in place, and also that we would give more power to the judges facing with criminal discipline and, you know, things like that, I believe that will curb the crime that each city possess.
What sort of additional power do you want judges to have?
Well, we are faced with a lot of young people that go into the system. They get arrested, and then you got bond issues. You know, we want to take a look at the bond issues and when a person comes back to court, or when a person is being tried. And I think those things need to be sped up. And also, a lot of times when our young people are involved in crime, they're kind of like patted on the hand for what they've done. We got to get away from that. And also, we got to educate the community when they do go to be a juror, that they understand the process. And then at that same time, that each person that is facing a criminal charge or in court process, that he is judged by his peers. Okay, I think that would help as well.
And what do you mean when you say peers in this case?
Okay, well, say we got a 17-year-old young person that is facing some type of crime. Well, I would think that it would be a younger juror instead of an elder juror that is judging these young people for what they've done.
And you were also talking about, I think, the pat on the hand reference. Do you think judges are sometimes too lenient in these cases?
Well, it's sometimes the judges have their hands tied because of the laws that we have in place already. So that's what's making the tap on the hand situation. That means they're in one day and then the next 2 weeks they out. That's because the laws doesn't challenge the crime or gives them some type of leniency to go back onto the streets. And I think those laws need to be stiffer. And when a person, you say for a simple, if a person is caught with a gun, illegal gun, and then you're doing a strong arm robbery, okay, which is a 6 to 30, well, we see a lot of times these young people go into the process, but next thing you know, they're out for some reason.
Is that the main thing you want to see done as far as addressing crime, is being firmer with hardened criminals the only issue that's being faced, or do you see other things that need to be done?
I believe that's a lot of things that needs to be done in order to make a city works and also the state, you know, be concerned about their budget. I want jobs to come to each city. I want crime to go down. I want education for every child, no child left behind. I believe that even when kids are in trouble through school process, I believe that they would have another alternative to continue to educate those young people.
What is the situation you see as far as education here in the 104th District and in Danville? What would you like to change?
Well, I'm in schools every day, and if I go to, say, a middle school, I see right now that we have a problem with older teachers are in the middle schools, and then you got younger teachers that are at the high school level. You got a 17 or 18-year-old kid that is in high school being taught by 22 and 23-year-olders, and I think that need to be changed. I think older teachers need to be at the high school level, and younger teachers need to be at the level of middle school and also the lower schools.
Are you saying that younger teachers don't command the same authority when it comes to people who are just on the other side of college from them?
That is correct. How can a child teach a child? So I think older teachers would work perfectly in the high school than those that are we have now.
There have already been some proposals in Springfield for legalizing recreational marijuana. What's your viewpoint on that?
Well, I'm totally against marijuana. Of course, if there's need for marijuana, I think it would be a medical issue that I would ponder on. But as far as legalizing marijuana for just recreational use, I'd say no.
Most of the Democrats running for governor, I think all but one, favor changing the state income tax system here in Illinois from a flat tax to a graduated tax with wealthier households paying a higher rate. What's your view on that?
I support the progressive tax that would make sure that lower and middle class citizens receive their fair share. So I'm in favor of a progressive tax on the wealthy. Yes.
I wanted to ask about gambling in Illinois. For years, there's been that idea floated of a casino for Danville here in the 104th District. Do you favor expansion of gambling in Illinois, including possibly a casino in Danville?
We have to take a real good look at what casinos and gambling will bring to a city. I've read where that, you know, the plight of a casino will make a city become dormant with crime, also other things such as mental health issues and things like that. So we really have to take a look. It has its highs and it also has its lows. And from what I read, it's a quick fix, but it wouldn't last long in our cities.
That's the Reverend Frank McCullough Jr. He's running against Cindy Cunningham for the Democratic nomination for state representative in the 104th Illinois House District, which includes Danville and Rantoul. The winner of that primary race will run for the House seat in November against Republican Vermilion County Board Chairman Mike Marin. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.